listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/Jim Gavin. That's patreon.com/JIMGAVEN. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Thank God every day that you swept me off.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin coming at you today from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Today's episode, I plan on reading and dissecting the lyrics of We Didn't Start the Fire, the song written by Billy Joel. This should be a fun, wild ride. Heck, you might even learn something. I know I did. So a little bit of background on the song. It starts with the year of his birth, 1949, and goes until 1989, skipping 1964 and 1982. I'm not sure why, but it's basically a history lesson of those 40 years. Really only 38 in the end, because like I said, they're skipping those 2 years in the middle there. An idea that Billy had to sum up the 40 years of his life on Earth up until that point. He's a big history buff. And I'll never forget the first time I heard this song. It was in seventh grade history class with Mrs. Chernosky, one of my favorite teachers in middle school. And I still remember her to this day. She brought a boombox into class and played the song on repeat a few times, all the while touching upon all the words of this song. What a creative idea. I mean, talk about thinking outside of the box and creative right there. I don't know if teachers would get away with doing this today with all the procedures and protocols that are in place, at least in the state of New Jersey, but it left a positive, lasting impact on me. Hope this pays homage to what Mr. Chernosky shared with the class that day, thinking creatively outside of the box teaching tools. At any rate, here are the lyrics. I'm just going to kind of read through them first, not actually sing them, and then we're going to kind of go over like what year that this all kind of came about. So like Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio. So a lot of those are fairly popular names that we would know of. That happened, those all happened in the year of 1949. Harry Truman became the US president after being elected in 1948. Doris Day entered the public spotlight with the films My Dream Is Yours and It's a Great Feeling, as well as popular songs like It's Magic. Red China, the Communist Party in China, wins the Chinese Civil War, establishing the People's Republic of China. Johnny Ray signs his first recording contract with Oki Records, although he would not become popular for another 2 years. South Pacific, the prize-winning musical, opens on Broadway on April 7th. Walter Winchell was a radio and newspaper journalist credited with inventing the gossip column. And Joe DiMaggio, part of the New York Yankees, they won 5 World Series in the 1940s. They went to 5 World Series when they won 4 of them. So let's go to the 1950s now. So the next verse is Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, Television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. And a lot of those names are popular. This happened in 1950, this little stanza. And Joe McCarthy, U.S. Senator, gains national attention and begins his anti-communism crusade with his Lincoln Day speech. Richard Nixon is first elected to the United States Senate. Studebaker, a popular car company, begins its financial downfall. Television is becoming widely spread throughout Europe and North America. North Korea, South Korea declare war after Northern forces stream south on June 25th. And Marilyn Monroe soars into popularity with 5 new films. She was actually once married to Joe DiMaggio, who was mentioned above in the first little stanza. So the next one is from 1951. Rosenberg's H-Bomb, Sugar Ray, Pan Munjom, Brando, The King and I, and The Catcher in the Rye. So Rosenberg's married couple, Ethel and Julius, convicted on June 19th of espionage, which is basically spying. H-bomb, the United States is in the middle of developing the hydrogen bomb as a nuclear weapon. It'd be first tested in late 1952. Sugar Ray Robinson, a champion boxer, defeats Jake LaMotta in the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Panmunjom, the border village in Korea, is the location true socks between the parties of the Korean War. Marlon Brando, nominated for the Academy Award for Best Actor for his role in A Streetcar Named Desire. The King and I, the musical by Rodgers and Hammerstein, opens on Broadway on March 29th. And The Catcher in the Rye, a controversial novel by J.D. Salinger, is published. So now moving on to the next little stanza. Eisenhower vaccine, England's got a new queen. Marciano Liberace, Santayana, goodbye. And with this is from the year 1952. Dwight Eisenhower is first elected as President of the United States. Vaccine for polio is privately tested by Jonas Salk. England's got a new queen. Elizabeth II succeeds to the throne upon the death of her father, George VI. Rocky Marciano defeats Jersey Joe Walcott, becoming the world heavyweight boxing champion. Liberace has a popular 1950s TV show for his musical entertainment. And Santana, goodbye, as George Santana, philosopher, essayist, poet, novelist, dies on September 26th. And then the chorus comes, which is, we didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire, right?
It goes on and on and on. That's what happens at the end of the song. So the next little part from 1953, and again, these are just going to go year by year by year, just to learn a little bit. It's like a little bit of a history lesson. So next little stanza is Joseph Stalin, Malenkov, Nasser, and Prokofiev, Rockefeller, Campanella, Communist Bloc. And Joseph Stalin, leader of the Soviet Union, dies on March 5th. Malenkov succeeds Stalin for 6 months following his death. Nasser acts as the true power behind the new Egyptian nation as Mohammad Naguib's Minister of the Interior. Prokofiev, the composer, dies on March 5th, the same day as Stalin. Very interesting. Winthrop, Rockefeller, and his wife Barbara are involved in a highly publicized divorce, culminating in 1954 with a record-breaking $5.5 million settlement. Roy Campanella, an Italian-American, African-American baseball catcher for the Brooklyn Dodgers, receives the first National League's Most Valuable Player Award for the second time. Communist Bloc, the uprising in 1953 in East Germany, is crushed by the Volkspolizei and the group of Soviet forces in Germany. Now moving on to 1954. Roy Kahn, Juan Perón, Toscanini, Dacron, Dien Bien Phu Falls, Rock Around the Clock. So Roy Kahn resigns as Joseph McCarthy's chief counsel and enters private practice with the fall of McCarthy. Juan Perón spends his last few years as president of Argentina before a September 1955 coup. Arturo Toscanini is the height of his fame as a conductor, performing regularly with the NBC Symphony Orchestra of U.S. National Radio. Dacron is an early artificial fiber made from the same plastic as polyester. Dien Bien Phu Falls, a French-Vietnamese camp, falls to Viet Minh forces under Vo Nguyen Yap, signaling the end of French Indochina and leading to the creation of North Vietnam and South Vietnam as separate states. Rock Around the Clock is a hit single released by Bill Haley and his Comets in May, spurring worldwide interest in rock and roll music. 1955, the next little verse. Einstein, James Dean, Brooklyn's Got a Winning Team, Davy Crockett, Peter Pan, Elvis Presley, Disneyland. So Albert Einstein, 1955, dies on April 18th. James Dean achieves success with East of Eden and Rebel Without a Cause, gets nominated for Academy Award for Best Actor and dies in a car accident September 30th at the age of 24. Brooklyn's Got a Winning Team. Brooklyn Dodgers win their first and only World Series before their move to Los Angeles. Davy Crockett is a Disney television miniseries about the legendary frontiersman of the same name. The show was a huge hit with young boys and inspired a short-lived coonskin cap craze. Peter Pan, a year after Walt Disney Animation Studios released an animated adaptation of the play by J.M. Barrie, the 1954 stage musical of the same name starring Mary Martin is broadcast on NBC Live and in color. Elvis Presley signs with RCA Records on November 21st, beginning his pop career, going on to earn a reputation as the king of rock and roll. Disneyland opens on July 17, 1955 as Walt Disney's first theme park. Moving on to 1956. Bardo, Budapest, Alabama, Khrushchev, Princess Grace, Peyton Place, Trouble in the Suez. So, this is 1956. Brigitte Bardot appears in her first mainstream film in God Created Woman and establishes an international reputation as a French sex kitten. Budapest is the capital city of Hungary and the site of the 1956 Hungarian Revolution. Alabama is the site of the Montgomery bus boycott, which ultimately led to the removal of the last race laws in the United States. Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr. figure prominently. Nikita Khrushchev makes his famous secret speech denouncing Stalin's cult of personality on February 25th. Princess Grace Kelly releases her last film, High Society, and marries Prince Rainier III of Monaco. Peyton Place, the best-selling novel by Grace Metellus, is published, though mild compared to today's standards, it shocked the reserve values in the 1950s. Trouble in the Suez crisis boils as Egypt nationalizes the Suez Canal on October 29th. Then the chorus comes in again. Moving on to the next verse, Little Rock, Pasternak, Mickey Mantle, Kerouac, Sputnik, Zun and Lai, Bridge on the River Kwai. Little Rock, Arkansas is the site of an anti-integration standoff as Governor Orville Phelps stops the Little Rock Nine from attending Little Rock Central High School and President Eisenhower deploys the 101st Airborne Division to counteract him. Boris Pasternak, the Russian author, publishes his novel Dr. Zhivago. Mickey Mantle is in the middle of his career as a famous New York Yankees outfielder and American League All-Star for the sixth year in a row. Jack Kerouac publishes his first novel, 7 Years on the Road. Sputnik becomes the first artificial satellite launched by the Soviet Union on October 4th, making the start of the space race. Zhu Enlai, premier of the Republic of China, survives an assassination attempt on the charter airliner Kashmir Princess. The Bridge in the River Kwai, an adaptation of the 1954 novel, is released and receives 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Next little stanza. Lebanon, Charles de Gaulle, California baseball, Starkweather homicide, children of thalidomide. And this happens in 1958, this one. Lebanon is engulfed in a political and religious crisis that eventually involves U.S. intervention. Charles de Gaulle is elected first president of the French Fifth Republic following the Algerian crisis. California baseball begins. Brooklyn Dodgers and New York Giants move to California, becoming Los Angeles Dodgers and San Francisco Giants, respectively. They're the first teams in Major League Baseball west of Kansas City. Charles Starkweather homicide. Starkweather's murder spree in which he kills 11 people in Lincoln, Nebraska between January 25th and 29th before fleeing and being caught in a massive manhunt in Douglas, Wyoming, captures the attention of Americans. Children of thalidomide, many pregnant women taking the drug thalidomide, had children born with congenital birth defects. And the next one is to close out the 1950s. We have 1959 here. Buddy Holly, Ben-Hur, Space Monkey Mafia, Hula Hoops, Castro, Edsel is a no-go. Buddy Holly dies in a plane crash February 3rd, Richie Valens and the Big Bopper, in a day that had a devastating impact on the country and youth culture. Joel prefaces the lyric with a Holly signature vocal hiccup. Ben-Hur, a film adapted from Lew Wallace's 1889 novel Ben-Hur, A Tale of the Christ, starring Charles Heston, wins 11 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Space Monkey, aboard the flight Jupiter AM-18, Abel and Miss Baker become the first two animals to be launched by NASA into space that return to Earth alive. Mafia organizations are the center of attention for the FBI, and public attention builds to this organized crime society with a historically Italian-American origin. Hula Hoops reach 100 million in sales as the latest toy fad. Fidel Castro comes to power at the revolution in Cuba and visits the United States later that year on an unofficial 12-day tour. Edsel's no-go production of this car marquee ends after only 3 years due to poor sales. Moving on to the 1960s, starts off in 1960. The next part of the song is U2, Sigmund Rhee, Paola and Kennedy, Chubby Checker, Psycho, Belgians in the Congo. U2, an American U2 spy plane piloted by Francis Great Powers, was shot down over the Soviet Union, causing the U2 crisis of 1960. Sigmund Rhee was rescued by the CIA after being forced to resign as leader of South Korea for allegedly fixing an election, embezzling more than $20 million. Paola, illegal payments for radio broadcasting her song, is publicized due to declared testimony before Congress and Alan Freed's public disgrace. JFK, a senator from Massachusetts, beats Vice President Richard Nixon in the November 8th general election. Chubby Checker popularizes the dance to Twist with his cover of the song of the same name. Psycho, an Alfred Hitchcock thriller based on a pulp novel by Robert Bloch and adapted by Joseph Stefano, which becomes a landmark in graphic violence and cinema sensationalism. The screeching violins heard at this point in the song are a trademark of the film's soundtrack. Belgians in the Congo, the Republic of the Congo, was declared independent of Belgium on June 30th, with Joseph Kasavubu as president and Patrice Lumumba as prime minister. The chorus comes around again here. Moving on to the next verse. In 1961, this spells out 1961. Hemingway, Eichmann, Stranger in a Strange Land, Dylan Berlin, Bay of Pigs Invasion. Ernest Hemingway commits suicide on July 2nd after a long battle with depression. Adolf Eichmann, a most wanted Nazi war criminal, is traced to Argentina and captured by Mossad agents. Stranger in a Strange Land, written by Robert Heinlein, is a breakthrough bestseller with themes of sexual freedom and liberation. Bob Dylan was signed to Columbia Records after the New York Times review by a critic, Robert Shelton. Berlin's separation into West Berlin and East Berlin is cemented when the Berlin Wall is erected on August 13th to prevent citizens of East Germany escaping to the West. Bay of Pigs invasion, an attempt by United States-trained Cuban exiles to invade Cuba and overthrow Fidel Castro, fails. Next little stanza. Lawrence is from 1962. Lawrence of Arabia, British Beatlemania, Ole Miss, John Glenn, Liston beats Patterson. Lawrence of Arabia, the Academy Award-winning film based on the life of T.E. Lawrence, starring Peter O'Toole, premiered in the United States on December 16th. British Beatlemania, the Beatles, a British rock group, gained Ringo Starr's drummer, Brian Epstein, as manager, and joined the EMI's Parlophone label. They soon become the world's most famous rock band, with the word Beatlemania adopted by the press for their fans' unprecedented enthusiasm. In 1964, the tour of the United States marked the beginning of the British invasion. Ole Miss, a riot was fought between Southern segregationist civilians and federal and state forces as a result of the forced enrollment of black student James Meredith at University of Mississippi. John Glenn flew the first American manned orbital mission named Friendship 7 on February 20th. Liston beats Patterson, Sonny Liston and Floyd Patterson fight for the World Heavyweight Championship on September 25th, ending in a first-round knockout. The match marked the first time Patterson had ever been knocked out and one of only 8 losses in his 20-year professional career. 1963 here, and there's no 1964. Right before the next chorus comes is the next little stanza. It says, Pope Paul, Malcolm X, British politician sex, JFK blown away, what else do I have to say? Pope Paul VI, Cardinal Giovanni Montini is elected to the papacy and takes the papal name of Paul VI. Malcolm X makes his infamous statement, the chickens have come to roost about the Kennedy assassination, thus causing the Nation of Islam to censure him. About 15 months later, he himself is assassinated while preparing to make a speech. British politician sex, the British Secretary of State for War, John Profumo, has a relationship with Christine Keeler, a showgirl, and then lies and question about it before the House of Commons. The truth came out, led to his own resignation and undermined the credibility of Prime Minister Harold Macmillan. JFK blown away. President JFK assassinated November 22nd while riding an open convertible through Dallas. Of course, like I said, comes again. Then it's the next verse, which is coming close to the end of the song. Coming close here. This next little stanza represents an entire decade from 1965 to 1975. So we actually don't have anything for 1966 or 1967 in this little stanza, but it almost represents an entire decade, this next little part. Birth control, Ho Chi Minh, Richard Nixon, back again, moonshot, Woodstock, Watergate, punk rock. So 1965, birth control in the early 1960s, oral contraceptives, probably known as the pill, first go on the market and are extremely popular. Ho Chi Minh, a Vietnamese communist who served as president of Vietnam from 1954 to 1969. On March 2nd, Operation Rolling Thunder begins with the bombing of the Ho Chi Minh Trail supply line from North Vietnam to the Viet Cong rebels in the south. On March 8th, the first U.S. combat troops, 3,500 Marines, land in South Vietnam. So then we skip ahead to 1968. Richard Nixon back again, former Vice President Nixon is elected president in 1968. Moonshot in 1969, Apollo 11, the first manned lunar landing, successfully landed on the moon. And Woodstock, famous rock and roll festival in 1969 that came to the epitome of the counterculture movement. Next, we move on to the 1970s in this little lick stanza, and it's 72 to 75. Watergate, political scandal that began when the Democratic National Committee's headquarters at the Watergate office complex in Washington, D.C. was broken into during the 1972 campaign. After the break-in, word began to spread that President Richard Nixon may have known about the break-in and tried to cover it up. The scandal would ultimately result in the resignation of President Nixon on August 9, 1974. To date, this remains the only time to anyone that has resigned the United States presidency. Punk rock, backlash against the progressive rock of the early 1970s leads to the emergence of newly formed bands such as the Ramones, founded in 1974, and the Sex Pistols founded a year later. All right, so we're going to go 1976 to 1979 in this next little stanza, and it looks like we're skipping 1978 a little bit in there. We have Begin, Reagan, Palestine, terror on the airline, Ayatollahs in Iran, Russians in Afghanistan, and this again is from 1976 to 1979. And let's see. Begin becomes Prime Minister of Israel in 1977 and negotiates the Camp David Accords with Egypt's president in 1978. Ronald Reagan, former governor of California, begins his second presidential campaign in 1976. He eventually wins the next election in 1980. Palestine, the ongoing Israel-Palestinian conflict, escalates as Israelis establish settlements in the West Bank, previously held by Jordan for non-Jewish Palestinians after the 1948 war, beginning shortly after Begin's election. Terror on the airline. Numerous aircraft hijackings take place, specifically the Palestinian hijack of Air France Flight 139, the subsequent Operation Entebbe in Uganda. In 1979, Ayatollahs in Iran. During the Iranian Revolution in 1979, the West-backed and secular Shah is overthrown as the Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini gains power after years in exile and creates an Islamic society. Russians in Afghanistan, following their move into Afghanistan on December 24th, Soviet forces fight a 10-year war up until 1989. All right, the next little verse is from 1981 to 1984, and we're skipping 1982. It looks like there's nothing in there about it. Wheel of Fortune, Sally Ride, Heavy Metal, Suicide, Foreign Debts, Homeless Vets, AIDS, Crack, Bernie Getz. 1981, Wheel of Fortune, the hit television game show on air since 1975, underwent several changes, including the hiring of Pat Sajak as host in 1981, Vanna White as hostess in 1982, and a move to syndication in 1983, all of three of which still in effect by the time of the song. It remained through the 1990s, 2000s, and much of the 2010s as well. 1983, Sally Ride on June 18th, she became the first American woman in space, flying aboard Challenger on the STS-7 shuttle mission. Heavy metal, Suicide in 1970s, 1980s, heavy metal bands became popular. Ozzy Osbourne and Judas Priest, in particular, were super fans of Suicide, of listening to their song Suicide Solution and Better By You, better than me, respectively. Foreign debts, persistent U.S. trade and budget deficits, homeless vets, veterans of the Vietnam War, including many disabled ex-military reported to be left homeless and impoverished. AIDS, a collection of symptoms, infections in humans resulting from the specific damage to the immune system caused by infection with the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. It's the first detected and recognized in the 1980s and was on its way to becoming a pandemic. Crack cocaine use surged in the mid to late 1980s. In 1984, on December 22nd, Bernie Goetz shot four young men whom he said were threatening him on a New York City subway. Goetz was charged with attempted murder but was acquitted of the charges, though convicted of carrying an unlicensed gun. In the last little section before the last chorus comes in is Hyperdermics on the Shores, China's Under Martial Law, Rock and Roller, Cola Wars, I Can't Take It Anymore. So Hyperdermics on the Shore, medical waste was found washed up on the beaches of Long Island, New Jersey, and Connecticut after being illegally dumped at sea. Before this event, waste dumped in the oceans was an out-of-sight, out-of-mind affair. This has been cited as one of the crucial turning points in popular opinion on environmentalism. And in 1989, China's under martial law. On May 20th, China declares martial law, resulting in the use of military forces against protesting students to end the Tiananmen Square protests. Rock and Roller Cola Wars, soft drink giant Coke and Pepsi, each run marketing campaigns using rock and roll and popular music stars to reach the teenage and young adult demographic. And then the last chorus comes again of, we didn't start the fire, it was always burning since the world's been turning, we didn't start the fire. It goes on and on and on and on. See, that's it in a nutshell. that took a lot out of me to be able to go through that and really kind of study it a little bit. I definitely learned a lot about that. And, you know, I remember learning a lot about it back when I was in middle school, but kind of forgot about it. And, yeah, it's such a cool song. It moves really quickly. And these words that you don't normally use in songs are used, so you really have to think about what you're saying before you say it and sing it. So I give it up to Billy Joel for writing a masterpiece of a history lesson and putting music to it, and it became super popular. This song, actually, I've sung a couple times on occasion doing karaoke in public. I don't usually do karaoke in public because I just like singing songs I've written and having an instrument and like playing the song and singing it myself. But this song is such a challenge to sing in real time that if I do karaoke, I try to pick ones that are difficult like that. So it's always a lot of fun. So hope you learned a little bit of something that you maybe didn't know before. And maybe it inspires you to check out that song and maybe some more of Billy Joel's music. So that's it for today, guys. Have a great day. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Be good.
Play the game. That's what you do along the way. I want. distance to a race. Yeah, I want you to stay. Can you make a change, not play it safe? Can you struggle through this for my sake? Or is there pain too much to take? You're nothing but a runaway. Yeah, I want you to stay.